Welcome to the journey. It is your boy, Journeyman Bell, aka Mr. 100, coming to you on today with the devotion of the small beginnings. You know, a lot of times the Bible has mentioned to us that to not despise small beginnings. That's the easy thing. It's easier said than done, especially when you have a long journey. But on this week, this devotional week, we're going to be talking about how to survive the small beginnings. And I think it's very important for us to know that in the beginning, it starts with a seed. Our seeds are the initial places of things. And I don't ever want you to be discouraged in what your seed form looks like, because what happens with us is a lot of times we'll get focused on the seed and we'll stay permanently attached to the seed, when really the seed is the initiative. The seed is the beginning of what it is we're trying to accomplish. Now, there's a lot of exciting things about a seed that you may not find very exciting in the beginning. Like, I want the tree now. But it's the beginning. Don't negate your seed because it's not the full tree. Your beginning makes a significance in what it is you're trying to accomplish. Whatever it is, whether it's trying to lose weight, trying to self-improve. Do you not know that they said that it takes 21 days to break a habit? 21 days. We have got to start to appreciate our seed form, how we start out, what we start out with. You know, who starts out with you? Appreciate that. If you start out alone, appreciate where you're starting. Because your beginning is an initiative to your faith. Now, I'm going to be real. Where you start with may not feel like it's going to be much success. And listen, I don't want you to get caught up in just how long it's taking for your seed to grow, because that can be very, very deceiving at times, because we think, oh, 2 weeks, oh, 6 months, or even, you know, your seed form can start at the first 5 years. But what seed does is it plants. It starts to the initiative of change. And even in your seed form, sometimes you may even draw back and say, maybe I made a mistake. Maybe I wasn't supposed to start. But you've planted a seed. You've planted a seed. You started somewhere. Be grateful for the start. And sometimes when we plant our seeds, those places of cultivation have to take place. We have to allow cultivation in our beginnings. We're just trying to find a place to plant it. That's how seeds start off. Just trying to locate where I need to start this thing with. We overthink a lot of times our beginnings, not realizing that our beginnings are a part of the set stone of our new mindset. Seeds have their place. Seeds play their part. When God said he gives seed to the sower, he was identifying people that needed something that could work with what he's already given. Be okay with what you're given. Don't try and compare it. Don't try and say, well, I want a fruit tree or I want a vegetable tree. What kind of seed do you have? What kind of seed have God placed into your hands? What kind of seed has God started you out with in your journey? If you have members, this is for some pastors. If you have members, and it's three, I don't want to say it's only, I want to say it's three. Realize this, you've got a start. If it's one person, you got to start. Be faithful to the one. I can remember when I started ministry. I started with just me. But I had to be faithful to the seed. I had to be faithful to what was given to me. I had to be faithful to the charge that was over my life. You know, we talked about the call in the previous weeks. Got to listen to that series. But the beginning can be discouraging and exciting because you're starting out with something that you believe, something you believe in. Now you're ready for it to grow. And sometimes that growth place takes a little longer. The one thing that is not often talked about in seed form is the ability to stay strong. The start of a seed is so exciting. It's new. It's fresh. I just need to know where I need to start planting. Now, I'm starting. I planted. Now, bring in the harvest. Well, you got to go through the different stages. You got to go through the start. You got to go through the storm. You got to go through the stagnant to get to the success. They don't ever teach us about the endurance and the longevity of a seed. Seeds carry a great time of weight. And like I said, sometimes it's a quick development. Sometimes it's like, oh, okay, boom. A lot of things start out fast. Don't despise your small beginnings. Even if there's a quick start to it. Because sometimes there can be a nice success place of a start. You know, it could go 2-3 years of where it feels successful. But just know that a seed has its great exciting places. But it also has its longevities as well. The parts that we don't plan for in our seed growing is how deep it is in the ground. Sometimes when you plant a seed too deep, it takes it longer to sprout. And sometimes when you plant it too shallow, it doesn't catch root. So planting at the right proportion becomes so significant in seed planting. Have you planted it in the right place? Have you planted it in the right arena? Have you planted it in the right amount of ground to get you to where you are? To get you to where you need to be? This comes with trial and error. And you start to learn how to plant things in the ground on which you start with. You got to start somewhere for it to be a success. Don't be discouraged with your small beginnings, okay? Because your seed is a great start to your success. It's a beginning place. It's a it's an awesome place of newness to be excited about. Relationships often starts in seed form, so it's always exciting. But then when you have to start to deal with these storms of relationships, you start to deal with the stagnant places of relationship. You start to deal with these delayed places of the relationship where it seems and it has the appearance of going down instead of up. We don't plan for the seed that we're given. We're excited about the start. Don't get me wrong, we're excited about it. But then when that element of the storms and the stagnant places start to show up, we start to get that, oh my goodness, I didn't know it was going to be like this. But you have to. You have to plan and believe for the end, but be okay with where you are. Not content, not complacent, and not in a place of complacency. And knowing that this is all it's going to be, because sometimes those seeds can remain in a place for a very while, for a very long time. But it does not mean that that's the end. The Bible says that he that begun a good work in you is able to complete it. God is able to finish the work. He's able to finish the plan and the design that he set for us. We got to understand the power of our seed. The start of our lives is not the final for our lives. This your boy, Journeyman Bell, a.k.a. Mr. 100. We'll talk to y'all soon, y'all. Y'all be blessed.